Lila Nishmas Rav Kleinim is Kamish Ben Avili Melech. Ervin Pergur Mishnah Aleph. Hamaytse Tfilin Machnisen Zugzug. If a person finds Tfilin in, let's say, a Sada, and he's afraid that by leaving it there, it's going to come to Bizayon. Tesisantiv explains the Bizayon here is that it's going to be destroyed, not that it's going to be stolen, because Chazal say that many thieves, most thieves, were Yisraelim, and Yisraelim wouldn't do anything to Tfilin. But the concern here, they're going to ultimately be disgraced and lost. So Machnisen Zug Zug, if he finds, let's say, more than one pair of tefillin, he can wear one pair of tefillin at a time. The Rav explains that Tanna Kamma holds that Shabbos is a Zman tefillin. Midrabanan, they didn't want us to wear tefillin on Shabbos because of a fear that the Ritzua would break on Shabbos and it would be puzzle and you'd still be carrying it. Therefore, one does not wear tefillin on Shabbos in general. That's what Tanna Kamma held. But here, it's mutter to wear one at a time, since Shabbos really minatar is Zman tefillin. Therefore, what happens is, when one wears tefillin on Shabbos, it's considered a malbush, like any other garment. However, only one pair at a time. You cannot put two pairs of tefillin at a time. I, Chazal, say that Hashem put on a person's head the place that one can wear two pairs of tefillin. That just means that there's enough space. But if one puts on more than one pair of tefillin at a time, he's over a Baal Tosif. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch says, that which people wear at the same time, two pairs of tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, that's not an issue at all, because Maman of Shach, one of them is kosher, one of them is not kosher. Therefore, it's not a problem. But if, let's say, one person would wear two Rashis or two Rabbeinu Tams, there would be an issue of Baal Tosif. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Shnaim, Shnaim. Rabbi Gamliel says, you can wear two at a time. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin. And that's the way most Rishonim learn, that Shabbos is not the Zman Tefillin. But then the question is, if it's not the Zman Tefillin, why are you allowed to wear it at all? Isn't that carrying? So the answer is it's not carrying, because Rabbi Gamliel held that it's a tachshit. Because since people wear it during the week, it also is a tachshit to wear like this on Shabbos, even though it's not the Zman Tefillin. And therefore, since it's just a tachshit and it's not a malbush, there's no iser of Baal Tosif, and you can wear it even two at a time. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Rather, it sounds like it's a Tanna Kamma that you can only wear one at a time. The problem is, the Rav himself paskens in Shabbos, Tosafot asks, that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. So how can you hold Allah is like the Tanna Kamma when you yourself hold the Shabbos is lav zman tefillin? So according to the Rav, why would we not be allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin? If you really hold the Shabbos lav zman tefillin, it's a tachshit. If it's a tachshit, it's no iser of Baal Tosif, so why can't you wear two? So the Magen Avraham, I think the Taz as well, say that even though there is place on the body for two pairs of tefillin, nevertheless, it's possible that we don't exactly know how to calculate it, and therefore it's not really a good idea to wear two, even if you hold it's a tachshit. Therefore, you wear one, but not from the svara of the Tanna Kamma. Rather, really, it sounds like Me'ikar Din, it's like Rabbi Gamliel, but we only hold you take one at a time. Nevertheless, Mishnah continues, B'medvar Mamurim B'yishanus. This only applies B'yishanus, Tosafot Yontif learns. This is mashma, that when you look at the tefillin, they're older pairs, they're not clearly recognizable that they're tefillin in the fact that you don't see the kesh or the knot of tefillin, but you see the mark of the knot. Aval b'chadoshos pater. But if you find what seemingly looks like tefillin, but they're brand new and you see no knots, it's very possible they used to make amulets, a kamiya, and they made it look like tefillin. And if that's the case, Chazal did not permit us to save this and wear it on Shabbos because of a chashash that it may not be tefillin. But if it's obvious that it's tefillin, you see the marks of the knot, it was just loosened up, then you would be allowed to save it. That's yeshanos. Now, how can you possibly save it if there's no knot, Fractisis? So he answers, you could say that even if there's no knot, it's still Derech Malbush, Korintan Kama, Luchar Korintan Mleo, it's still a Tachshit. Or you can just make a knot, but not a permanent knot, you would just make a slip knot. And that would be Mutter, and you would still be, I guess, Yotze for Tefillin, and therefore be a Malbush as well. Mitzah and Sivasim, if you find sets, O Kriches, or bundles, sets are where each Tefillin is by themselves, or bundles, or where they're all together in one bundle. But the point is that there are a lot of them. And the other point is whether you bring one at a time, two at a time, you won't have enough time to bring all of them to safety before Shabbos. Machshich alehen umivion. You would wait by the tefillin till after Shabbos, and only then would you bring them. Uvisakana, where there's a shmad, the Rav explains, that you're not allowed to wear tefillin, sakanas nefashos, mechasin v'hoylichlo. You can't really do anything here. This guy's not going to want to carry anything because he's afraid that they're going to kill him. So you can cover them up and go on his way. By covering up, I guess it prevents something. It's less of chashash that people are going to be mevazid because it's covered. But that's the most that he can do. The Rav, though, adds another case. What it would be, if it's not shmad, you're just afraid of bandits, listim. So that's why you don't want to hang around there and wait till after Shabbos, because you're afraid they're going to attack you. So in that case, you're not going to carry little by little, because you're not going to make it before Shabbos. By sitting there all day, also it's not going to help you, because you're afraid they're going to attack you. So what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to carry it all together, pachus pachus midal ramas. This is a last resort that you can carry less than 4 amas at a time, because it's never an akira and a hanachon rishus harab more than dalar amas. It's always less than dalar amas. And Tosafot brings, this is the second time that Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't specifically speak this out, this pachas al da'aramas, because Chazal were very careful not to reveal this halacha of pachas mi da'aramas, so it's not written openly in this Mishnah, this last case, just like we had it in the beginning of the last parak of Shabbos as well.